Dr. D'Souza dictating on small word Jackie. Small word, SMALLWOD, Jackie, JACKIE. Next, let's see, the date of birth, the date of birth on Smallwood. Let's see, date of birth is 1-10-55, date of birth on Smallwood, Jackie, S-M-A-W. I'm sorry, SMALLWOD, small word. Their visit is 2/24/25. Please make a copy for Vola Leru. Vola is V-O-L-A. Leru is L-E-R-O-U-X. Vola Leru. APRN. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is recurrent bronchitis and wheezing. Next paragraph. History present illness. This is a 70-year-old female who has had recurrent bronchitis over the past 1 year. Has been treated with antibiotics and inhaled bronchodilators, and was also sent for a chest CT, lung screening, done on 5/3/24. The patient's chest CT showed no consolidation or nodules in the lung fields and no lymphadenopathy in the mediastinum. The patient admits to having shortness of breath with activity and also cough at the sputum production. She has no fever, sigils, night sweats, or weight loss. The next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included history of hysterectomy. She also was treated for atelectasis of the right lung in 2017. Can you please change that? She was treated for collapse of the right lung in 2017. She also has hyperlipidemia and hypertension. Next paragraph, habits. The patient smoked one pack per day for 50 years and continues to smoke occasional alcohol use. She worked for the Postal Service prior to retirement. Next paragraph, allergies, none. Next, family history. Mother died of dementia and father's illness unknown. Next, can you please add in the past history, there's one more diagnosis in the past history is chronic lymphocytic leukemia. Next, let's see, med list, can you mention habits? The patient smoked one pack per day for 50 years and occasional alcohol use. Next paragraph, review of systems. The patient has some fatigue, no weight loss, no double vision or cataracts, no she has vertigo, no hoarseness, nosebleeds. She has persistent cough, no abdominal pains, no heartburn or diarrhea, no chest or jaw pain, no calf muscle pains, no anxiety or depression, no easy bruising. She has mild joint pains, no muscle aches, no seizures, headaches, or memory loss, no skin rash, no itching. Next, med list, rosuvastatin, 20 milligrams daily, and losartan, 100-12.5 milligrams daily. Next, paragraph, physical exam, this averagely built elderly white female is alert, pale, but no acute distress. No cyanosis, clubbing, or perforedema. Blood pressure 138/80. Pulse 76. Respiration 20. Temperature 97.5. Weight is 160. Saturation 98. HGNT norms, phallic pupils reactive. Tongue is moist. Throat is clear. Ears no inflammation. Nasal mucous edematous. Neck supple, no bruising, no thyroid enlargement, or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with occasional visa, scattered bilaterally, prolonged expiration. Heart from seizure regular, someone S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no again, megaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no edema or lesions, no calf tenderness. Reflexes of one plus with no gross, more depth. Cranial nerves, ghostly intact, skin no lesions noted. Next paragraph is impression. COPD and emphysema. Number two is recurrent bronchitis. And number three is nicotine dependency. And number four, hypertension. Number five is hyperlipidemia. Next paragraph, plan. The patient has been advised to quit cigarette smoking. Advised to get a CBCIGE level. And also advised to get a CT chest without contrast, as well as a complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilator studies. She will use an albuterol inhaler, two puffs PRN, for shortness of breath, and a follow-up in approximately 4 weeks, at which time I'll make an addendum. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Vola Leroux, APRN. Leroux is L-E-R-O-U-X, APRN. Thank you, Dr. D'Souza.